2. Ants in the Water. The old man reminded Tito of those ghost signs, fading high on the windowless sides of blackened buildings, spelling out the names of products made meaningless by time. If Tito were to see one of those announcing the very latest, the most recent and terrible news, yet could know that it had always been there, fading, through every kind of weather, unnoticed until today, that might feel something like meeting the old man in Washington Square, beside the concrete chess tables, and carefully passing him an iPod beneath a folded newspaper. Each time the old man, expressionless and looking elsewhere, pocketed another iPod, Tito noticed the dull gold of his wristwatch, its dial and hands almost lost behind the worn plastic crystal. A dead man's watch, like the ones jumbled in battered cigar boxes at the flea market. His clothes were like a dead man's as well, cut from fabrics Tito imagined exuding their own chill, a cold distinct from the end of this uneven New York winter. The cold of unclaimed luggage, of institutional corridors, of steel lockers scoured to bare metal. But surely this was costume, the protocol of appearance. The old man could not be genuinely poor to do business with Tito's uncles. Sensing an immense patience and power, Tito imagined that this old man, for reasons of his own, disguised himself as a revenant from Lower Manhattan's past. Each time the old man received another iPod, accepting it the way an ancient and sagacious ape might accept a piece of some not particularly interesting fruit, Tito half expected him to crack its virginal white case like a nut, and then to draw forth something utterly peculiar, utterly dire, and somehow terrible in its contemporaneity. And now, across a steaming tureen of duck soup in this second-floor restaurant overlooking Canal Street, Tito found himself unable to explain this to Alejandro, his cousin. In his room earlier, he had been layering sounds, attempting to express in music these feelings the old man woke in him. He doubted he would ever play that file for Alejandro. Alejandro, who had never been interested in Tito's music, looked at him now, his brow smooth between shoulder-length, center-parted hair, said nothing, and carefully ladled soup, first into Tito's bowl, then into his own. The world outside the restaurant's windows, beyond words in a red plastic Cantonese neither of them could read, was the color of a silver coin misplaced for decades in a drawer. Alejandro was a literalist, highly talented but supremely practical. This was why he had been chosen to apprentice under Gray Juana, their aunt, the family's master forger. Tito had lugged ancient mechanical typewriters through the downtown streets for Alejandro, impossibly heavy machines purchased in dusty warehouses beyond the river. He had run errands for their inked cloth ribbons and the turpentine Alejandro used to wash out most of their ink. Their native Cuba, Juana taught, had been a kingdom of paper, a bureaucratic maze of forms, of carbon copies in triplicate, a realm the initiate might navigate with confidence and precision. Always precision in the case of Juana, who had herself been trained in the white-painted sub-basements of a building whose upper stories afforded narrow views of the Kremlin.
"He frightens you, this old man," Alejandro said.
Alejandro had learned Juana's thousand tricks with papers and adhesives, watermarks and stamps, her magic in improvised darkrooms, and darker mysteries involving the names of children who had died in infancy. Tito had sometimes carried, for months on end, decaying wallets bulging with fragments of the identities Alejandro's apprenticeship had generated, prolonged proximity to his body, removing every trace of the new. He had never touched the cards and folded papers the heat and movement of his body swayed so convincingly. Alejandro, removing them from their stained envelopes of dead man's leather, had worn surgical gloves.
"No," Tito said, "he doesn't frighten me."
Though really he wasn't sure, fear was a part of it,
but he didn't seem to fear the old man himself. "Perhaps he should, cousin." The strength of Juana's magic had faded, Tito knew, amid new technologies and an increasing governmental stress on security, by which was meant control. The family relied less now on Juana's skills, obtaining most of their documents, Tito guessed, from others, ones more attuned to present needs. Alejandro, Tito knew, was not sorry about this. At 30, 8 years older than Tito, he had come to regard life in the family as at best a mixed blessing. The drawings Tito had seen, taped to fade in sunlight against the windows of Alejandro's apartment, were a part of this. Alejandro drew beautifully, seemingly in any style, and there was an understanding between them, unspoken, that Alejandro had begun to carry the subtleties of Juana's magic uptown into a world of galleries and collectors. Carlito, Alejandro named an uncle now, carefully, passing Tito a small white china bowl of greasy, scented warmth.
What has Carlito told you about him? That he speaks Russian.
They were speaking Spanish.
That if he addresses me in Russian, I may reply in Russian.
Alejandro raised an eyebrow.
And that he knew our grandfather in Havana.
Alejandro frowned, his white china spoon poised above his soup.
An American?
Tito nodded.
The only Americans our grandfather knew in Havana were CIA,
Alejandro said, more softly now, though there was no one else in the restaurant other than the waiter, who was reading a Chinese weekly on his stool behind the till. Tito remembered going with his mother to the Chinese cemetery behind Calle 23, shortly before he had come to New York. Something had been retrieved from an ossuary there, one of the small houses of bones, and Tito had delivered this elsewhere, proud of his tradecraft. And in the reeking toilet behind a Malecon restaurant, he had flicked through the papers in their mildewed envelope of rubberized fabric. He had no idea what they might have been now, but he knew they had been typed in an English he'd scarcely known how to read. He had never told this to anyone, and now did not tell Alejandro.